Medical providers, hospitals, and business owners spoke favorably of the bill. Justin Van Etten of Meredith runs a private ambulance company and says despite his philosophical opposition to Obamacare, he backs bringing federal tax dollars into the state.
Do you do the wrong thing for New Hampshire just to prove Obama wrong? Or do you do the right thing for New Hampshire and let Washington deal with its own problems because we can't solve Washington's problems here?
But Senator Andy Sanborn, a Republican from Bedford, says this expansion plan won't solve the major issues facing the state, including New Hampshire's high-cost medical care.
Its numbers are flawed. Its premises are not correct. It doesn't make for a healthier population in the state of New Hampshire.
If adopted by lawmakers, Medicaid expansion would begin this summer for an estimated 50,000 low-income residents and sunset in 2016. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.